I used to think that I could not go on.
Hey, welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have Eldon Taylor, who is the host of a popular radio show, Provocative Enlightenment, and he is sharing his recent book, I Believe, When What You Believe Matters. Welcome back, Eldon.
Thank you very much. It would be my pleasure.
Yeah, so what I love in the very beginning of the book, you said that one of the things that you believe from all of your work is that your belief really relates to your character and building confidence. And I wanted to get a sense of what you meant by that.
Well, you know, I think that is goes right to the core of so much of what we're going to appreciate in our lives, whether it's in our relationships, our success, in business, our prosperity, the amount of, comfort that we have when we put on our head on the pillow at night and we reflect on the meaning of our life and what we have done with our life. I think all of that comes down to something I think of as character. And mm-hmm. by character, what I mean is, it's very, very possible to be dissonant about our beliefs. And by that, I mean we can easily hold two mutually exclusive viewpoints of the same issue and do so in such a way that we're not aware that we're actually holding these two different viewpoints. In fact, I can give you a simple example of that if you want, CJ, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a fun one. I want you to think of the saliva in your mouth for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to move it around in your mouth and become very aware of it, maybe even give it a ranking. You know, if I rank mine, I give it a 10, because without mm-hmm. saliva, I can't have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like dry mouths, right?
Okay. Okay.
So I've got a 10 in it. Now what I want you to do is imagine that you have a little shot glass in front of you, and all of the audience there, you go along with this and do it too. Rate your saliva, put this little imaginary shot glass in front of you, and just spit a little of it in that shot glass. Okay? We've
okay.
all done that? Now
yes.
I want you to drink it back.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. See,
dissonant belief.
Here's a real example of dissonance. In my mouth, that saliva is a 10. But you put it in that glass, separate it from my mouth by a split second, and it's vile. Are you kidding? Put it back in my mouth? You got to be crazy. See, that's just a tiny example, but it's very illustrative of how we can have mutually exclusive beliefs about the same subject that we hold in different contexts. Now,
mm-hmm.
how does that bear out in our lives when it comes to integrity? You know, I tell several stories about this, but you know, one of my favorite has to do with a couple of young men that are hired. They're both looking for a job. An employer says, okay, I'll tell you what. I want you to take these two wicker baskets over to this well, and I want you to pull water from the well all day. You just, pull the water out in the wicker baskets. Well, one of the boys pulls it out a couple of times. He says, the water all runs out of the thing. So he, this is stupid, sets down the basket and takes a nap. The other one just does as he's told. He just keeps pulling it out because, after all, he's getting paid to do this. You know, it would be dishonest not to, right? So he does that, and the employer comes over toward the end of the day, and he says, how's it going? Well, the other boy is up by then, and he looks at the baskets. And, of course, the bottom of one basket, the boy that has been paling all day, there's actually some gold. He's standing gold. But there's nothing in the other basket. You see, very often we think we're going to outsmart the world. You know, well, this doesn't make any sense. Why should I do that? I can do this instead. They'll never know. And mm-hmm. and people take those shortcuts. And who are they really cheating? They're cheating themselves. You know, there used to be a song called Skip the Rope. And the marvelous thing about it, Henson Cargill did this song. But the marvelous thing was, isn't it kind of funny what the children say? And what the whole theme of it was, children are copying their parents. So cheat on your taxes, but keep the golden rule. That was a lyric out of this song. Mm-hmm. You know, that is one of these dissonant messages. Another story I tell is the story of John Huntsman. John Huntsman sold one of his businesses for $57 million to a friend. The fellow that he sold it to, a business associate, I should say, the fellow he sold it to got his attorneys on it, but they shook hands. It took them, 6 months or so to get the paperwork ready. By the time they were ready to sit and sign the paperwork, the business was worth more than double that. So the buyer said to Huntsman, I'm perfectly willing to maybe, meet you in the middle on this one, afraid that Huntsman was going to back out. And Huntsman said, I shook my hand on it. $57 million is what I asked for it. That's what I'll take for it.
Mm-hmm.
My handshake is my word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many people that CJ, would walk away from the opportunity to add another 20 or 25 million to their pocketbooks?
Yeah, not but many.
Integrity is that important. Now, I can remember.
What? We actually have to go on. We have to, unfortunately, have you on for another show because there's so much to talk about in this one topic. And here's what I'm getting from the story is that it's important to not only state what your beliefs are, figure out what they are, but to stick to them irrespective of the context, because it's very easy to believe in something and have our beliefs kind of conveniently shift to our advantage. And I think that if you really do have a belief, it's actually being very clear with that belief and sticking to it, because when you diverge from that, you diverge from your integrity, you diverge from your purpose, and it hurts you in ways that you will never understand, I think.
You're absolutely right. Live with honor and do so for yourself, and the rest will naturally happen. All the good will naturally happen.
I believe in that. Thank you so much for being here and writing such an important book for us to examine what we believe in so that we can live with more character and confidence in our lives. Thank you so much for being here.
Indeed, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, CJ.
And thank you for those out there listening, and thank you for the folks at WBLQ. Join us next week when we will be talking to a triple bottom line business, Sweet Beginnings. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.